Canebrake. The fourth round was prolonged 8 hours at the request of the official artist, Mr. H. Wanderer, who wished to put certain shadings of fantasy into his representation of the wolf's depleted physiognomy, which included several supernumerary details supplied by the imagination. The climax came in round five, when the Texas Terrors left passed entirely through battling Bernie's face and brought both sluggers to the mat. This was adjudged a finish by the referee, Robertif Esovich Karofsky, the Muscovite ambassador, who, in view of the Shokan Shocker's gory state, declared the latter to be essentially liquidated according to the Marxian ideology. The Wild Wolf entered an official protest, which was promptly overruled on the ground that all the points necessary to technical death were theoretically present. The gonfalons sounded a fanfare of triumph for the victor, while the technically vanquished was committed to the care of the official mortician, Mr. T. Barry Quince. During the ceremonies, the theoretical corpse strolled away for a bite of bologna. But a tasteful cenotaph was supplied to furnish a focus for the rites. The funeral procession was headed by a gaily bedecked hearse.